Israel introduced a new U.S. ceasefire plan in an effort to force Hamas to accept by imposing a siege on the Gaza Strip. The plan differs from what the two sides agreed to in January, with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu referring to the new version as the Witkoff proposal. He says it came from President Donald Trump's Mideast envoy, Steve Witkoff, but the White House has yet to confirm that. Netanyahu's remarks come following the end of the first phase of the negotiated ceasefire, with no indication on what would come next since the agreement's second phase has not yet been finalized. The new plan would require Hamas to release half of its 59 remaining hostages in exchange for a ceasefire extension and a promise to negotiate a lasting truce. The sides would then have around 6 weeks during Ramadan, the Muslim holy month, and the Jewish Passover holiday ending on April 20th to negotiate a permanent ceasefire and return the remaining hostages. Hamas has said it will release the hostages only if Israel ends the war. The Jerusalem Post reports Hamas is currently refusing the proposal, and without an agreement on the release of hostages, Israel is now preparing to escalate actions against Hamas. Israel already cut off humanitarian aid to Gaza Sunday and is preparing to terminate water and electricity. Officials say even if Hamas does not accept the Witkoff proposal, Hamas might agree to release hostages in exchange for the release of terrorists from prison and access to aid. Witkoff had planned to return to the Middle East to finalize a deal, but since there isn't any progress so far, it's unclear when he may arrive.